Many Americans are out of work, of course, and looking for creative ways to find employment. Enter Clear Channel Radio. Its 850 stations are letting people who are unemployed market their skills on the air. From NPR member station WKYU in Bowling Green, Kentucky, Lisa Autry reports.
Final couple of minutes of the week of the Joe B. and Denny Show. Dave
Football
Jennings
season generates plenty of banter about flags and fumbles on WKRD's Real Sports Radio in Louisville.
Are they talking about position switches with some of these guys or red shirts? I mean, seven backs is a lot to have.
But in between those segments, the station dedicates airtime to the unemployed.
Here's another radio resume.
My name is Cassie. I recently relocated to the Louisville area. I've been working in healthcare for the past 11 years.
Hi, my name's Adam. I have a bachelor's degree in business management with a minor in entrepreneurship. I have years of experience in retail and currently serve as an assistant manager in the retail industry.
I worked in the hospitality industry for 2 years as well as other customer service jobs. To see my resume, visit this station's website or cclouisville.com.
Texas-based Clear Channel has launched an effort called Radio Resume, which connects job seekers and employers via the airwaves. Every week, Clear Channel stations pick a number of unemployed people to record 30-second spots. Interested employers can get job seekers' resumes on the station's website. Bill Gentry is president of Clear Channel's Louisville market.
Obviously, we want to get the best candidates on the air who are very articulate and have a real need and have great experiences and have been laid off or just new folks coming out of college looking for the first job.
Kevin Burrows has been out of work for 3 months. He was driving down the road listening to country music when he heard a radio resume, and that was his aha moment.
That'd be kind of interesting. It'd be different, and different people listen to the radio than watching TV or sit in front of the computer. I thought it would be a good chance.
So Burrows applied and was chosen to record his resume. Inside the Louisville station studio, Burrows gets help from Assistant Operations Manager Dave Jennings.
So I would start off with the degrees and then go into experience. And, you know, because you've had a couple of fairly lengthy management jobs.
Really over 25 years of healthcare.
I wouldn't say 25 years.
No, because that kind of dates you.
Once his script is written, Burrows takes his first crack at the mic.
Be slow and conversational.
Hey, my name is Kevin, and I have a Bachelor of Administration and an Associate in Computer Programming. And I have worked in the medical field, and I have worked in restaurants and retail.
Okay, let's try one more time. You're just about there.
I know. It sounds halfway decent.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
Many takes later, slower. Kevin Burrows leaves with a polished radio resume, a little optimism, and a lot of hope. Again, Assistant Operations Manager Dave Jennings.
You know, sometimes they'll think, man, I'm going to be on the radio and I'm going to be heard by so many people and this, you know, this is going to guarantee it. And so I hope we haven't given false hope either. I know we've helped some and gotten the hopes up of so many more, but, the economy's tough.
Jennings points out the radio resume allows job seekers to get their name and experience out there for free and is an unconventional way that shows aggressiveness.
That takes a certain, level of, humility to get out there and say your name and I'm looking for work. You know, it just shows you how tough it is and what people are willing to do to help themselves and their families.
Nationwide, 4,000 radio resumes are broadcast each week. At least 100 people have been hired. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green, Kentucky.